Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've seen it. If you really know your wife, if you really know your husband, there was one that said, how well do you know your husband? What's his handicap? So I sent it to my wife, and her answer was 4. Wow. That's what I said.
Jeremy White.
But here's the thing. I ended up with a win either way. She guessed I'm a 4. I am not a 4. But she said, I Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, which means she thinks I'm a good golfer. So I'll take that win.
And Joe DiBiase.
But now she knows that she's wrong.
Well, she doesn't have
from
the right...
her Google search standard, you now have to tell her that I am actually indeed not a good golfer.
I'm not a 4.
She knew what the range of numbers is in the first place, like what it means. Like, she would know a low number is better than a high number for this.
That's a good question. She just Googled what's a good golfer's handicap, and then
she
responded,
said that's got to be the number.
4.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Jeremy and Joe.
The weekend.
Almost.
Yeah. It's 5,000 degrees in this room. Is it just me? Is it that I was up late last night?
No. It is a million degrees in here. Yeah.
It's really hot in here. Odd. Anyway, happy Friday. Happy weekend.
It tends to be like before 7 a.m. especially for some reason. It's like this part of the building hasn't woke, or I don't even know. It's just this room, whatever.
I wish I'd got an iced coffee instead of a regular coffee. I can cool my core down here.
Yeah, I'm wearing a linen shirt, so I made the right call. I'm not kidding. I do dress for this room in the morning. Like, knowing it's going to be 81 degrees in this room for the first 2 hours of the show. Yeah, I'm dressing as though I'm doing the show outside in the heat of July, basically. Yeah.
Outside would be nice. It's beautiful outside. Yeah. It's that window, the time of year where the sun is up at, what, like 5:30? It's light outside.
Yeah.
Really early.
Yep.
Which is nice. So, yeah.
Rather than in the middle of the winter when it's like the 8:30 segment before I even see the sun in here.
I know. Really nice. So, enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day in advance, everyone out there. It's 54 degrees now. Not exactly like hot outside, and actually should be cool this weekend. Highs in the 70s. Sunday looks like 78. So, some passing rain here and there. Were you watching last night when Reinhardt scored?
I'm falling asleep before some of these games. I watched it back this morning, though.
That game did go long, even though, and I don't even mean it went into overtime. I mean, the end of the second period, it was late for a game that started at 8 p.m.
I think what the reason, by the way, that is happening to me, do you have a streaming platform? Or you don't have, do you have streaming or play your cable?
Streaming, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a streaming platform where you can record, like DVR it or record it?
Yeah.
Because that's what I have. So these games at night, whether the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals, I will, while I'm watching it, I will be recording it knowing, like, maybe this is why it's happening to me. In my head, it's like, it's okay if I fall asleep right here because I could just pick the game up from wherever I think I left off in the morning before the show, not look up what happened, which is what I would have done this morning, and go, oh, Reinhardt, at the end, like, react to it as though I was watching it live. So yeah. I should have just said yes. It's really the same.
I was up when Reinhardt scored. I did not see the overtime winner. I fell asleep at that point.
I mean, three overtime games in a series. What are they doing to us?
And one blowout. This one looked like it was going to be a blowout. You know, the thing about this series, this matchup, Florida and Edmonton, so they're tied at two games apiece. Mm-hmm. This goes back to last year, too. It is the, again, without trying to make it about arguing whether or not momentum is real, it is a momentum-proof series.
Yeah.
Because last year, Florida had a 3-0 lead, and like, oh, it's over now. Oh, wait, Edmonton won 3 in a row, and then Florida won the 7th game. Last night, Florida's up 3-0. 3-3. 4-3 Edmonton. I guess they had all the momentum. Reinhardt scores 4-4. Okay, yeah. Florida's got it back, and then Edmonton wins in overtime.
Yeah.
So it is a momentum-proof matchup. You can never, and that probably comes down to, you probably can't bury either one of these teams. You can't bury.
No, they're too good.
You definitely can't bury Edmonton, and Florida found that out. They're up 2-1 and 3-0 in the series. That's the kind of frozen moment in time we use on the Leafs after they lose a series.
Mm-hmm.
You had it.
Yeah.
It was there for you.
Yeah, theirs was. They were up 2-0 in the series and up 2-0 in game 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they lost it.
And this was Florida up 2-1, and they're up 3-0.
Right. If we're Sabres fans,
if
the Sabres are in that spot, up 2-1, up 3-0, we are coming in today devastated.
Oh, yeah.
You were...
We're looking... Pitchforks are out. Everyone's looking for somebody to go after.
Yeah, because you were just made. It was right there for you.
It really... I mean, that's another classic game last night. Is this going to be one of the best hockey, like, final rivalries of our lifetime?
Yeah.
Like, I'll often mention that, like, I got more into the NBA than ever because Cavs-Warriors was just a 4-year battle.
It was so good.
And hockey has not had two opponents like that on the biggest stage at the end. You know, I mean, again, some of these might be basketball examples, but go back to Celtics and Lakers in the 80s. Like, rivalries that become rivalries because you just meet in the finals. Yep. And this is only twice, but look at what these two teams have done through 11 games of finals action in the last year and a month, basically. And I don't know that they would meet again next year or the year after, but maybe. I mean, I would take it. I would take it every day of the week to just see these. Just give me these two teams every year battling back and forth.
It is how rivalries are supposed to form, instead of the league giving you a format where they guarantee two teams play in the second round.
Right.
This is how it's supposed to happen.
Right.
Yeah, if you're asking...
Where they're both like on an equal playing field.
Yep. Yeah. And they get to the same spot every... That's how Bills Chiefs has happened.
Right.
You get to the same spot, you meet in these moments all the time. That might be... I don't know if it's a rivalry for the Chiefs, whatever. But yeah, this is...
But like, Panthers-Oilers is like... They're one series away from it being a rivalry. Right? I don't know if I would call it a rivalry right now, but... I think you can get there. I think you could get there even if you're in opposite conferences. If you play in the finals, you get to a third time playing each other. Like, that's an all-time hockey rivalry.
One good question would be, if the Oilers were to win this series and it's 1-1, and then they meet again next year, is it as intense?
No, it's more intense.
You think it's more intense?
I think it's... It's like two heavyweight... It's Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, and Frazier wins the first one, and Ali wins the second one.
That's right.
I'm not alive for that, but I'm imagining the hype for the third one was, like, unbelievable because they each had one. This is like a winner-go-home game three, almost.
I guess the thing I wonder is, is it bigger if one team is the team that wins? Like the Bills-Dolphins rivalry, where the Dolphins won for a decade. Mm-hmm. The Bills-Chiefs, why do they always involve the Bills losing? Where the Chiefs win all these games. If Florida won again and they meet a third time, I don't know. I feel like as an independent observer, you might get a little bit more juice. The Cavs-Warriors was about how the Cavs were such underdogs, and then they got one.
Right. The Warriors got the first one. The Cavs got the second one. That helped. That did help it a lot, right? Yep. If the Cavs lose the second one and then we go to the third one, the juice probably isn't quite the same. It still would have been pretty good, but yeah. I think it is better if it goes 1-1
I would sign up right now for these two teams to play in next year's Cup Final. they're great games. I mean,
you'd be guaranteeing no Sabres in the finals, though, if you do that.
You know what? I feel comfortable.
I feel comfortable.
Yes, I feel like I'm not picking up a lottery ticket on the street.
Yeah. No, I would take this too. Also, how about Jeff Skinner leading the game in expected goals last night of any player? Have 79%. He almost had the OT winner.
It would have been incredible.
It would have been awesome if he had the OT winner. And did you see the camera angle from the behind the net or in the net of that sequence where it's Skinner and one of his line mates, I forget which one, are like trying to bang the puck in, and it's sitting there, and Bobrovsky's like out on top of his crease, and the puck goes off a guy's skate, off the post, then it hits someone's stick, then it hits a guy's toe, and then it finally falls under, like, you can't believe this puck didn't go into the back of the net. So he was very close to getting the winner. But it's Draisaitl again. So
Draisaitl, who has now
four
overtime goals. Game-winning goals? Four?
I think that's right. He's two in the series.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I saw that goal, and on the replay, of course, it gets deflected. So.
Yep.
Is Bobrovsky mad? Or is that, to me, that looks like, we'll ask you as a goalie, but that's a defender's laying down, trying to make a play because it's a little mini two-on-one. There are other guys back-checking it. It's a bit of a frantic play because, who is it? Gaffer, to pass it over to Draisaitl. Doesn't even probably mean to get it all the way to him.
Right.
The pass goes all the way across. Draisaitl like finds himself with the puck, right, and it's not exactly a very sexy shot.
Yeah, it's kind of a
shot.
broken play, backhand shot, sort of shoveled at the net. Yeah. So I don't know that Bobrovsky would be mad about it alone in and of itself as a goal, but I think in the moment you probably want to get that.
Yeah,
it goes through him a little bit.
Even if it's deflected, you're still mad.
Anything through you, you don't feel great about, regardless of deflection or situational factors. Like anything that goes through five hole under in between your elbows, that kind of goal is generally something that a goalie does not want to give up ever.
Yeah.
So I would say that he probably wants that one back, considering the moment. It's not necessarily his fault, I don't think, but. It's one you want to have that.
Yeah, tough one for him. The Reinhardt goal, man.
Oh.
When it's funny, Reinhardt and Eichel have probably different reactions around here.
Well, I think Reinhardt is a better approval rating.
I agree. Still. I don't think there is as much. I hope that guy loses.
Yeah.
As there is for Jack. I did go down the rabbit hole last night. All I did after Reinhardt scored as I searched the phrase two marshmallows from I wrote at our website, I want two marshmallows. The idea was the Sabres just drafted Reinhardt. I want them to tank one more time for McDavid or Eichel.
Okay.
And right. All the pictures of Eichel and Reinhardt together. I saw somebody with a picture of their kids. It's outside of Harbor Center, and there's Eichel and Reinhardt on the sides of two young kids, and the kid's shirt says the future starts now. Like, yeah. It's so wild to see it. And Reinhardt is different. And I think about him, I think the reason people think about him differently is because while, Jack's divorce from Buffalo was not friendly, mm-hmm, and it involved surgery and medical situations and really messy stuff, Reinhardt's was just, they don't want to sign me long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had enough of it, so I'm going to leave.
Right.
And I think a lot of Sabres fans would say, yeah, that was kind of dumb that they never were willing to pony up long term for him. And he decided he wanted to leave. And he also got plenty of grief for how they played. He might not have had the best relationship with the media. Some of them were after him,
mm-hmm,
a bit. And to see him now, it's like watching.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's like when I watch my dog run full speed in a park. I think, yeah, look at that guy. Look at him go. Look at him. He's free. You know?
Mm-hmm. Did he get the benefit of that, though, with like how the relationship ended? Eichel had the long-term contract, so for him to get out, you know, in the middle of it, like squarely in the middle of it, the only way that probably was going to happen was going to be an ugly one, right? If Reinhart was, if Jason Botterill did the right thing and had signed him to an 8-year contract in 2017, then, okay, when Jack might want out, you know, Reinhart's into year 3 of his contract instead of, I've got 1 year left, and I'm not even, actually, he was a restricted free agent, right? He didn't even have a contract. So, you know, kind of a cleaner break. If he's in the middle of a giant contract, is it uglier? Because I could argue that it would be a lot uglier just based on what the contract would be.
Probably.
Like, he might have to make it ugly to get out. Because he couldn't do the thing that he could have done at the end, which was, I'll sign the 1-year contract with you, but I'm not tied here. I'm not tied to this long term. And I could be a UFA in a year. Like, frankly, I'm going to go do that. Whereas if he's got 5 years left on the contract, you can't say that to the team.
Yeah, that's right.
So it could be a lot that them not paying him, I think, kind of helps him in his post, post relationship with Saber fans. That might be why he's more liked, but not totally, because Eichel was still the kingpin of it, right? Like, as much as it was the two of them, they're riding the tandem bicycle into training camp the 1 year. Remember that?
Yep.
Like, they are together. But everyone knew that Eichel was Batman and Reinhart was Robin.
And the only, if you want to go really deep into why that is, it really might only be the way in which the Sabres acquired the player and got that pick.
Yeah.
Because the Reinhart last place wasn't a race, and it wasn't close.
Right.
They were just horrific.
They were just really, really bad.
They were just really bad. Right. They finished with 52 points. 52. The next closest team had 66.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
14 points.
You really might get down to the difference between the two is that for one of them, you could sleep through the season and like, did they win the lottery? No, they're picking second. Okay, great. And for the second one, you had wackos like me coming in here every day and saying, it's very important they lose tonight. Right? And they get that one by what, 2 points, 3 points? There are three teams involved. There's a lottery where had they won it, it would have been a big deal as opposed to the Reinhart lottery. That's Ekblad and Reinhart and Dreisaitl, by the way, and Bennett. But It's not even just that it's Eichel and Reinhart. It's that Dreisaitl and McDavid are that year, and so is Ekblad, and so is Bennett. Everybody around that one was much less whatever. I think that's a part of it. You were able to just not be annoyed by the Reinhardt last place and the Eichel last place annoyed a lot of people. But here we are. He scores that goal, and Gretzky said about him last night, Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky said Sam Reinhardt might be one of the smartest hockey players to ever play.
I mean, that was the thing said about him the day he walked into the NHL, wasn't
hockey
it?
Hockey IQ.
Hockey IQ guy.
I remember
and
something
like,
else.
But like you do see, like he, it's why that power play for Florida works so well because he's in the high slot and he is always making the right read. He's always making the right decision. I mean, even his game-tying goal, he actually makes the right play and then it ends up bouncing back to him. He scores. But how many guys there, they might score anyway, but how many guys there would get the puck off that cross-ice pass and would just rip it right into the goaltender? Whereas the play he makes, where he has the mindset to see Tkachuk is in the slot, and instead of me ripping this from this angle, if I just tee this up for him, then that's a better scoring chance. Like, he already has seen that, mapped that out in his mind before that puck has even arrived. And then it goes off Tkachuk's skate and back to him, and he ends up scoring. So the play he's trying to make, you know, he gets fortunate, I guess, that it comes back to him. But that's one even there where, like, he's making a pass to that slot that I bet less than 5% of players in the league would make. He's definitely one of the smartest players in the league. I don't have a ranking ready to go of who's the smartest NHL player ever, but
people would say Gretzky, right?
Probably.
He's one of them. And here's Gretzky saying, yeah, him.
Yeah.
He's one of them. I remember one other famous, not exactly as famous as like Wayne Gretzky saying it, but I remember Kevin Devine with the Sabres at the time.
Okay.
Talking about Reinhardt maybe that draft year before they drafted him, saying he's a playmaker that's as good at right now, like at the junior level, as good a playmaker as Sidney Crosby. That's what he said. Maybe he was as good a passer as Sidney Crosby, something like that. Because, you know, it was just like, whoa, all right, this is an NHL personnel person saying Crosby.
Yeah. Well, isn't the IQ thing, the thing you hear about Zach Benson more than anybody on the Sabres, maybe even since Reinhardt?
It's how he made the team, right?
It's 100% how he made the team. And listen, there are not, you know, I'm not saying Benson's going to become Reinhardt and score 57 goals one day.
Who will he do it for? Sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
But Reinhardt wasn't even in the league yet. Remember, he showed up and played his 9 games for the Sabres in the tank season. So after he gets drafted, and he doesn't do anything, and he gets sent down. Like, clearly wasn't ready, so he goes back down. And even, like, I remember him early on. Like, his shot wasn't really there. It's definitely better than what Benson's is right now. But, like, I was looking at a stat the other day from Evolving Hockey, EVD, which is, like, how they try to individualize defense in the league. And, like, who are the best defenders? Reinhardt's number one in the league among forwards this season. And Benson was 7th. Among all forwards. Then you look at the Selke voting, and Reinhardt finished 2nd. So, like, he's getting the reputation for that. But, you know, the hockey IQ, his shot got better over time. He got bigger. He was pretty scrawny, I think, when he first showed up. So
his skating, he wasn't fast enough.
That's right.
A lot like, of stuff like that.
He is definitely elevated as he's gotten older. And, you know, that helps when you go to Florida, I think. But even that last year with the Sabres, 25 goals in 54 games. Like, he was starting, the goals were starting to come. And then they exploded.
Yeah. Samson Reinhardt. He also, when he got drafted, told us he preferred to be called Samson.
Yeah.
And that did not last in the NHL.
No,
he is not called Samson in the NHL. He is Sam.
No, I've never heard it. Rhino is his nickname at Hockey Reference, by the way. I've also never heard that one. That's like the hockey pet name, though, isn't it?
You never heard Rhino?
Rhino?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep. Samson.
But that's like what they would call him in the locker room, right?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He tried that out. He tried to tell people, I prefer Samson, and it just didn't. Everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
And never called him that. Anyway, 803-0550, the Stanley Cup final has been great. It's tied at 2 games apiece.
Florida lost, by the way, last night.
Yes, they did.
If you're confused, like, I was going all in on how good Reinhardt and Florida are.
They lost to Dreisaitl, who went after Reinhardt in the draft.
Right. Yep. And Bennett, who also went after him, leads the playoffs in goals.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. The game was great. The golf was good. The golf was great. I would even say the golf was great. And we'll talk about it with Brian Koziel on the other side. Round one at Oakmont in the books, and you know, things get started shortly here for round two. There's a little bit of, I was told this course was going to be tougher because the scores are not carnage.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the guys are over par. And
All but 10.
Mm-hmm. I bet we finish with no one over par. I feel good about that right now. Yep, because who's the farthest guy that's up? The lead is 4?
Yes. 4 under for Spahn.
Yeah. 4 under for Spahn.
We'll talk with Brian about it, but he didn't make a bogey. He made every putt.
He didn't make a bogey. Did you see going into the tournament there was a betting special? Any player to go bogey-free in an 18 holes?
No, I hadn't seen that.
And it was like a good return, and Spahn did it.
Yeah.
But the thing about this tournament and this course is, okay, so he's 4 under. Let me tell you, there are more than 4 bogeys waiting for him out there. Mm-hmm. And the number of birdies there are, as the course gets tougher and tougher, it's so much easier out there to make a bogey or a double or a triple than it is to get those strokes back. Like, you know, you watch these majors, you watch Augusta, you think like, oh, all right, par 5 coming up, that's a birdie hole, this is a birdie hole, here's an eagle hole, right? Rory mm-hmm. gets eagle on, is it 15? Like, there's a couple holes at Augusta where, is he going to play for the eagle? That kind of doesn't really exist. So mm-hmm. you have so many more opportunities to lose strokes than to gain strokes that the fact that only 10 players are under par, I think, mm-hmm. is an indication that, like, it's not going to be a tournament where the score continues to creep lower. I would bet it creeps higher. We'll get Brian's thoughts on that. Brooks Koepka in the mix.
All the other big names kind of...
Bryson's 3 over.
Yep, Scheffler's 3 over. Rory's 4 over and slammed a club yesterday.
He blew up, Rory.
Where did Lowry end up? Because he threw a rake. Lowry shot he was 9 over.
What's the high number? What was the high number for the day? I didn't see that yet.
The worst score?
The high score for the day.
Here you go, against some airtime. George Demani.
Okay.
He shot an 86.
Woo!
That is 16 over par. Just over Roberto Diaz, who shot an 85.
86.
You had a 16 under, a 15 under, a 14 under, a 13 under, a 12 under. Like, you had somebody at every score below 16 under. So it wasn't like...
Over par.
Who was the guy at the PGA who shot like a 91?
Oh, I forget.
I forgot who it was. But it was like him at the bottom and then like a 10-stroke gap and then the next guy.
Yeah.
This was like, oh, this guy shot an 86, but he's not alone. Like he's got a lot of company down there in the mid-80s.
All right. 803-0550. Brian Koziel, when we return, we'll chat about the U.S. Open as we head to round two. And get to Sal at 7 as well. Bills wrap minicamp. Max Hairston missed practice, not thought to be serious. Brandon Bean updating everybody on health, and it looks like everything's good. So now the wait until we start training camp in about 5-6 weeks. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. It's a Friday, free-for-all Friday. You know, give us a call on literally anything. And we'll recap our party at Whalen last night, which was great. Thanks again to everybody that came. Thanks to Whalen for putting on a great party like they always do. Watch the game there. It's a good time. Got great weather, great friends, great mm-hmm. times. 803-0550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.